Saving money on your entire roofing project now at Menards. Protect your home for years to come with Owens Corning Architectural Shingles. They offer long-lasting performance while providing ultimate protection with a 130 miles per hour wind rating and limited lifetime warranty. Choose from over 50 options of Owens Corning shingles in-store and on Menards.com. And check out more of our great deals going on now. Save big money at
Menards. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Nutrition Diva podcast. I'm your host, Monica Reinagle, and this week we're talking about fiber. Now, wait, don't go away. Fiber may seem like a somewhat frumpy nutrient, but it is actually one of the hottest topics in nutrition right now. And that's partly because fiber plays such a big role in the health and function of the gut microbiota, and anything to do with the microbiome is trending. The way we define and categorize fiber has also gotten a complete overhaul in recent years. We used to think of fiber simply as roughage, the parts of the plant that our digestive system could not break down and convert into energy. And then fiber was further broken down into soluble and insoluble fiber. Soluble fiber, like that in oat bran, was thought to act like a sponge, soaking up cholesterol and keeping it out of your bloodstream. Insoluble fiber, like that in wheat bran, was thought to work more like a broom, helping to push waste through the system. But now we recognize that fiber does a lot more than just soak stuff up and move stuff out. And the list of benefits attributed to fiber has been expanded to include reduced inflammation, enhanced immune function, appetite and weight control, enhanced nutrient absorption, better blood sugar control, and type 2 diabetes prevention. And a lot of this happens via the microbiome. The fiber in our diet affects the number and the variety of beneficial bacteria in our gut. Suffice it to say that the fiber story is far more complex and interesting than we ever imagined. It's not just about getting more fiber anymore, because different types of fiber have different effects. So if you're looking for a specific benefit, you'd want to match your choices to your concern. And in the show notes for today's podcast, we have an infographic that will help you do just that. But first, let's get our terminology straight. You will still see fiber broken down into soluble and insoluble on nutrition facts labels. But this is not the only, or even the most meaningful way to sort or categorize fiber. We now define fiber not just by its solubility, but also its viscosity, fermentability, tolerability, and prebiotic activity. Soluble fibers dissolve in water. Insoluble fibers do not. You stir them into water and they'll eventually settle to the bottom of the glass. Viscous fibers are soluble fibers that don't just dissolve in water, they actually form a semi-solid gel. Fermentable fibers stimulate the growth of beneficial bacteria in the gut. And fermentable fibers include both soluble and insoluble fibers, although most of them are soluble. A prebiotic fiber is a fermentable fiber that's been shown to selectively promote the growth of specific bacteria that are linked to health benefits. So all prebiotics are fermentable fibers, but not all fermentable fibers have been classified as prebiotic. And then in addition to these terms, which describe form and function, there are other designations that have to do with how fiber is regulated and labeled. A functional fiber is one that's been extracted from its original food source for use as a supplement or a food additive. In order to be classified as a functional fiber, it must have some beneficial effect. But that doesn't necessarily need to be through its effect on the intestinal bacteria. A functional fiber may be soluble or insoluble, viscous or non-viscous, fermentable or non-fermentable. Fiber that's naturally occurring in food, such as the fiber in whole wheat bread, is considered an intrinsic fiber. And then fiber that's been isolated or extracted from a food source, such as beta-glucans from oats or psyllium husk from psyllium seed, is called an isolated fiber. And fiber that doesn't occur naturally in food, such as polydextrose, is synthesized. Synthesized fibers may provide health benefits, or they may simply be used to improve the texture or other qualities of manufactured foods. Inulin, for example, has some rather magical qualities in foods. It can drastically reduce the amount of sugar needed to make things taste sweet without the use of non-caloric sweeteners. Inulin may be listed as chicory root fiber on ingredient lists. If you want to see real change, you need to be consistent, and hair care is no exception. Vegamore makes sticking to your hair care routine easy so that you can actually see the results you've always wanted. With a monthly subscription of their Grow Hair Serum, you'll never run low on the products that you need, plus it saves you money. For best results, you want to use this for at least 3 months to see visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. I'm only on month 2, but the routine is super simple, and I like the way my hair is looking. I also appreciate that Vegamore products are free of harsh chemicals and are also 100% cruelty-free. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. And for a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/diva and then use the code DIVA at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com/diva and the code DIVA to save 20% on your first order.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big money at
Menards. Now that we've sorted out all the different types of fiber, let's review the latest research on all the things that fiber can do for us. Promoting regularity or fighting constipation was once thought of as fiber's only real benefit. While the list of health benefits has gotten a lot longer, this is still a good one. Both soluble and insoluble fiber play a role here. Insoluble fiber, such as that you'd find in wheat bran, absorbs water from the digestive tract and it adds bulk to the stool. Soluble fibers work more indirectly by increasing the number and the activity of beneficial bacteria in the gut. These bacteria and their byproducts also have a stool bulking effect. The most effective types of fiber for promoting regularity are wheat bran and other cereal grains, oat bran, and psyllium husk. Fiber can also reduce the risk of heart disease, and this is primarily by reducing LDL cholesterol levels in the blood. And soluble fiber is the most effective fiber for this, but not all soluble fibers are equally effective. It seems like the best ones are the viscous ones, the ones that form a gel, and that would include beta-glucans from oats and barley and psyllium husk. Inulin, on the other hand, which is a non-viscous soluble fiber, has little effect on cholesterol levels. Another potential benefit of higher fiber diets is reduced hunger and lower body weight. Soluble viscous fibers absorb water, they form gels, they take up more room in the stomach. And soluble fibers also slow down the speed at which food leaves the stomach and the rate at which sugars enter the bloodstream. Even the extra time it takes to chew foods that are high in fiber may contribute to increased fullness and decreased food intake. Wheat dextrin, which is a soluble, non-viscous, fermentable fiber found mostly in supplements, has been shown to significantly reduce hunger between meals and reduce food intake. So, not surprisingly, people who consume more fiber tend to weigh less, regardless of what type or source of fiber they consume. Studies have found that increasing fiber intake by 14 grams per day, which for most people would mean doubling their usual daily intake, led to a 10% reduction in calorie intake and modest weight loss. The changes in gut bacteria due to the fermentable fiber intake also seems to tip the scale, as it were, toward weighing less. Now, the evidence for fiber's ability to modulate blood sugar and reduce type 2 diabetes risk is a little bit less unanimous. People whose diets are higher in insoluble fiber have a significantly reduced risk of developing type 2 diabetes, but adding more fiber to the diet doesn't reliably improve blood sugar control in people with type 2 diabetes. It's possible that other nutrients in those higher fiber diets are partially responsible for the effect. And this is, of course, another argument for getting our nutrients from whole foods instead of supplements. And certain fibers, in particular the fermentable prebiotic fibers, help boost the gut's immune function. The good bacteria that are promoted by these fermentable fibers crowd out pathogenic bacteria and prevent them from taking hold. And then certain soluble, non-viscous fibers may also help alleviate gut inflammation, including irritable bowel syndrome. Now, I want to just note that fibers that are fermented more quickly, such as FOS or fructooligosaccharides, may cause more gas and bloating than fibers that are fermented more slowly. So eating them in smaller amounts is probably a good idea. While these types of foods and fibers can cause discomfort in anyone, especially if consumed in very large quantities, it can be particularly problematic for people with IBS. The low FODMAP diet, which I've discussed on the podcast before, avoids, among other things, foods that contain a lot of these highly fermentable fibers. And that can be extremely helpful for people with IBS and other inflammatory bowel conditions. And I've saved one of the most interesting benefits for last. Fermentable fibers, even the ones that don't necessarily qualify as prebiotics, can still provide benefits by enhancing the absorption of calcium and other minerals from the large intestine. Who knew? Clearly, there's more to fiber than just bran muffins. And as we learn more about the many different types of fiber and all the ways in which they affect our health, I expect we're going to see more supplements and functional foods that target specific concerns with specific types of fiber. But I still think the best way to leverage the myriad benefits of fiber is to eat a wide variety of fiber-containing foods. Not just one type of whole grain, but lots of different kinds of whole grains. Not just three or four superfruits or vegetables, but a cornucopia of produce. And don't forget all the legumes, pulses, nuts, and seeds. Not only will this expose you to a wide variety of fiber types and benefits, but to all the other nutrients that these high-fiber foods contain. And the more of these foods you eat, the less room you'll have on your plate and in your stomach, and maybe one day in your affection, for processed and nutrient-poor foods that aren't doing nearly as much for you. You'll find a transcript of today's episode, along with a really nifty infographic summarizing everything you ever wanted to know about fiber, all the different types, the different benefits, and the types of foods that you can find them in, on our website at quickanddirtytips.com, where you'll also find a complete archive of all 560 episodes of the Nutrition Diva podcast. And if you have a nutrition question that you can't find an answer for in the archives, feel free to call the Nutrition Diva listener line and suggest it as a topic for a future show. That number is 443-961-6206, and I'd love to hear from you. You can also find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, because that's what all the cool kids are doing. And speaking of cool kids, our show is produced by Nathan Semmes, edited by Karen Hertzberg, who also created this week's amazing fiber infographic. And our team at Macmillan Audio also includes Morgan Ratner, Michelle Margulis, Emily Miller, and our director, Kathy Doyle. If you're enjoying the show, I hope you'll subscribe and tell your friends. I'll be back next week with an update on nutrition considerations for polycystic ovary syndrome, or POS, a condition that affects up to 1 in 10 women of childbearing age. Until then, have a great week, and remember to eat something good for me.